inherently lesser, and that, having endured such systematic debasement, she was not inclined toward magnanimity. I therefore rang the bell at her Baltimore loft, braced for an hour with an impatient, dismissive diva. Of greatest interest to me as I waited on the street below was how many minutes would pass until I could return there. And then, Grace opened the door. The woman who greeted me warmly and generously was utterly disarming. She bore no resemblance to the person I had grown to fear. Confused and smitten, I followed her up the many flights to her studio, where we sat as our one-hour interview stretched into four, as the light through her massive windows faded from gold to gray, as the story she told stirred my imagination and changed my life. I was in the presence of a woman who had sacrificed everything, including her only child, to be what she was, an artist. The rewards had been few, beyond a life well lived, not materially, but spiritually, and the recognition in her waning years that she had been honest about who she was and what she needed. A rare accomplishment for a woman of any generation, it was particularly so of hers when servitude to family was the only goal toward which a healthy woman was to aspire. Grace was living proof that, on the contrary, a life dreamed could be a life lived. All it took was courage, commitment, and humor. I remember both of us laughing a lot that afternoon. Though the subject was serious, the stories Grace told were fantastic. And the woman who recounted them was as wild as the 26-year-old who had abandoned everything in 1948 to paint, though she wasn't even sure how. Grace was part of the art movement born in New York in the 1930s that shifted the capital of Western culture from Paris to New York and changed the very history of art. It was nothing short of a revolution, and like every revolutionary endeavor, it was peopled with an assortment of talented, brilliant, and mad visionaries who existed initially so far outside society that they were invisible to everyone but each other. She described the people she counted as friends, men and women, straight and gay, writers and painters and composers, who survived and thrived during the most turbulent two decades of modern U.S. history and amid a society so timidly conservative that its greatest ambition was conformity. Grace and her friends were outlaws in that world, joyfully upending every tradition that presented itself, artistic and social, and in the process, creating a new way of painting, sculpting, writing, and composing that shaped the standards by which we still make and appreciate art today. But Grace's stories went beyond the sweeping importance of the movement. She described the intimate struggles endured and victories achieved by people who became legend, and almost more interestingly and significantly, people long forgotten who were nonetheless vitally important to their peers. In each of those stories, because Grace spoke of friends, the trials and triumphs felt immediate. Art wasn't removed from life, it was life. I had never encountered art history as stirring. Paintings I had only half understood now came alive because I felt I had met, if only figuratively, the artists who made them. I began to understand the cross-pollination between painting and music, or painting and poetry, through Grace's myriad tales of the writers and composers she knew and loved. And I recognized the necessity of understanding the times in which Grace and her fellow artists lived. They did not create in a vacuum, as those who rely on theory to explain art often imply. They had not expunged all recognizable imagery from their work on an aesthetic whim or to coldly advance the progression of modern art begun in the previous century. They stripped their work of all life except their own internal meanderings because they existed in a world destroyed by war, dehumanized by the death camps, and denied a future by the atomic bomb. Under those circumstances, what else could they paint with any degree of honesty? As Grace spoke, she didn't dwell on the fact that she was a woman artist.